Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. All right, so we get into the tips that we tried to get to last night, but the show blew up, and that's a good thing when the show blows up with phone calls. We like it when that happens. 20 money tricks, money hacks, they say, from zenhabits.net, tips and tricks to improve your finances. And these are some, you know, a lot of this is pretty basic stuff, but as it usually is with self-help stories, it's important to remind yourself about the basics.
Yeah, most of us just need little reminders when it comes to these kind of things.
Whatever it takes to keep these ideas top of mind, to keep them on the front burner, to where you can access them in your daily life or access them every so often to check yourself and to make sure that you're on the right track. Again, the story here says, let's just get right into it. No need for the preface. Number one, these are the 20 money hacks. Number one, use cash. Instead of charging things to credit cards or debit cards, use cash for non-bill spending such as eating out, gas, and groceries. Spending cash makes the spending more real, and there's an added advantage of knowing when you're out of cash instead of spending more than you can afford. It's a good idea. In fact, a lot of young people who aren't really taught a lot about finances when they're first offered their first credit card, for some reason they believe it's like free money. And so they get that credit card out, and they start charging stuff up. And before they know it, they figure out that, oh, you've got to pay the piper.
Yeah, yeah, at high interest rates.
Right, so if you don't have that money coming out of your pocket, then it's not as easy to really quantify it. And so that's a good suggestion.
True.
Number two, and if you've got suggestions as well here, chime in. And if you've got advice, 1-800-259-9231. Number two, small weekly savings transfers. He says, I got this idea from my friend Trent at the Simple Dollar, who automatically deducts $20 a week from his checking account to his savings. I decided I could live with $40 a week without really feeling it. It's a relatively small transfer that I barely notice, and I save about $2,000 a year on top of my larger biweekly savings transfers. It's a good one.
I hesitate to mention their name, and I suspect this is going to come down to other banks, trickle down, but the Bank of America has come up with a system, and I use Bank of America because, for a while, my wife and I were living in different places, and it made it very easy to transfer money back and forth. Essentially, I didn't have to send her any money. I didn't have to send stamps or anything. I just put it in a bank account here in New Hampshire, and then she could withdraw it there in Florida.
Yeah, that works.
And, you know, the account has just stuck around since then. I've also got a local bank account, but they don't offer nearly as many services as Bank of America does. Anyway, the service that Bank of America offers is they take all the change for any debit card purchases that you make, and they put it into a savings account for you. Now, I don't think savings accounts are that great. They usually don't give nearly as good an interest as, say, a money market account does. I think you could do other things with them. But at least it's getting taken away out of your regular account, and then you've got to make a decision what to do with it after that. And you can buy silver. You can buy mutual funds. You can buy whatever you want with
it. Let me just insert here that these concepts and these programs you're talking about, Mark, are not designed for people that know what a money market account is.
I know.
You know, they're designed for the people.
But it can work for anyone. And as a matter of fact, I've gotten an email recently from a listener who used my system that I recommended here on air, which is just take whenever you, you know, spend your money in cash, whenever you spend money, never spend a $1 bill. Always take the $1 bills, put them in your other pocket, and, put them away.
So fives are up.
Fives, you can use change, you can use anything you want. Just never spend the $1 bills. And that way, you'll collect $1 bills all the time, and you'll end up at the end of the month with a big wad of cash. Something like, a few hundred dollars at the very least.
Julia has a similar system that I've adopted that involves taking the change that you get from any transaction and just putting it in a jar of some sort. And then when the jar fills up, you take that into the bank. They turn it into a deposit into your account. And you're saying it's similar to what they're doing at Bank of America, where if you run a debit card transaction, if it's like $22.03, they'll put the 97 cents into
Yeah, I guess they will. The 97 cents. They'll round up. They round up and then take the pennies and change and put it in your account.
You know, I I don't know if I would be taking the change back to the bank because the melt value on the pennies and the nickels is twice what the face value
is. Who's ever going to do it, Wayne?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you're absolutely right. Penny's worth 2 cents or something like that in metal. Of course, it's against the law to do so, and I believe a nickel's worth 8 cents or something.
Well, how are you going to prove that big hunk of copper over there was once pennies?
I'd just let you know.
I don't know where you are. Where do you take to melt that stuff?
You have to find somebody who's willing to break the law to
exactly,
do it.
Exactly, exactly. Right. You know, I remember.
Although, until then, you've got a bunch of pennies sitting around your house, and I don't know about you, but I don't need that kind of clutter.
No, I know, and it's heavy and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
But I remember in the 70s, last time we had a big spot of inflation, I knew people who used to go and get their paycheck in pennies. They go to the bank,
wow,
and they'd get change, and then they'd melt them down and get a raise.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Number three, here's another suggestion. Stay home. Going out makes you more likely to spend unnecessarily.
Oh,
you
yeah.
eat at restaurants, go to the mall, shop at the gas station for snacks, or stop there, rather. It's hard to avoid spending when you're on the road. Instead, stay home and find free entertainment. It's also a great way to bond with your family.
Assuming there's a family at home.
Yeah, presuming there's a family. I mean, one of the more fun things I did when I was growing up was play board games with my
families,
family.
You know, kids love board games. Everybody loves board games.
It's
board
so
games
much better than television.
Yeah,
I'll bet it was a lot of fun for you until you start talking politics.
Yeah, no, I wasn't interested in politics as a kid, and I'm not interested today. I hate politics. Anyway, politics is gross. Number four, don't get catalogs or emailed announcements from companies trying to sell you stuff. Their announcements of sales or cool new products make it very tempting to buy something you don't need. Instead, stop the catalogs and emails from ever getting to you in the first place, and you'll spend less.
You know, thinking about that staying home thing, there's another system I used for a while that worked for me. Is I had to have a couple of cups of Starbucks coffee every day. And
every day. Wow. Okay.
Just about. Now, I didn't buy the lattes and all that other stuff. I just bought their coffee, and so it was a couple of bucks. But you know, it can start adding up. And I would brew a little thermos of Starbucks coffee at home, and then take it with me, and then I'd have the coffee whenever I wanted it.
There you go. Also, in the category of staying home, it's great. It's just a great idea to really be disciplined about your spending habits. When you're growing up and you're in the teenager culture, what they do is they go out to the mall, and I think that's when people in America kind of pick up these bad habits. Is if you're going out to the mall every weekend or every day after school with your friends, you're in this kind of buying habit. You're always on the lookout for something new to spend your money on. And if you aren't in those places, you won't be putting yourself in front of those products. But the problem is, you know, people, they grow up once they're no longer teenagers, they still want to go to the mall every weekend and spend their paychecks. I'm not talking about everybody, but certainly it applies to a certain subset of culture here in America. And that's just not healthy. It's not healthy to get your paycheck in and then blow the entire thing over the weekend, whether it be at the mall or at the bar or wherever.
To some extent, money is freedom. It allows you to do all the things that you want to do. And if you if you're blowing it all the time, you're not going to have the freedom in the future.
Yep.
And that's what
you need
to be setting aside for.
Number five, keep a 30-day list. If you have an impulse to buy something you don't absolutely need, put it on a 30-day list. You can't buy anything but necessities. Everything else goes on the list with the date that it's added to the list. When the 30 days are up, you can buy it. But most likely, the strong urge to buy will be gone, and you can evaluate it more calmly.
If you can wait on these things, you'll often... It'll be very helpful because then you won't be spending as much money.
I've got one for you guys. Cars. I love cars, but
that's
new,
how I
new cars are a waste of money. You know,
oh, yeah.
A 2 or 3 or 4 year old car that's in good shape off lease or something, much better buy.
Mine's almost 10 years old at this point and costs like $1,500. Put another $1,500 in to fix it up and it's good.
Yeah.
No problem.
Another
gets me from point A to point B.
Yeah. Another big money waster is bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you may not like the taste of city water. Buy yourself a water purifier using the same technology the bottled water companies use. You can buy your own water purifier once, and then you buy a new filter once a year for about $40 or $50 and just get your own bottles like I do, and you'll save a lot in water.
Yeah,
I think
most city water tastes out there, it tastes fine, and it's really just a convenience issue, and if people just get a larger bottle and carry the water with them, they'll be in pretty good shape.
You know, I can tell a difference. When I go to a restaurant and they use city water, I take one sip and I can taste the chlorine in it, whatever they use.
I can't taste it.
1-800-259-9231. We've got more tips here. Also on the way, your calls about whatever you want to talk about. If you've got something you want to add into the mix Feel free at 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features to give away. So enjoy those, including the live streams, broadband version and dial-up version. Both free for you. Stream on at freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live. Only you know what's best. You can choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. And if you're applying these 20 money hacks, tricks, and tips to improve your finances from zenhabits.net, then you will have a few extra bucks a month that you can send our direction.
Nothing to complain about there.
Send it wherever direction you want to, as a matter of fact. We're talking about different tips, things that you can do. The last one we touched on was a 30-day list. And this is an interesting one. I've never heard of this one before, but it's a good idea. And the idea is, and this is all of this requires discipline. You understand that, right? So discipline is tough. Discipline takes practice. And discipline is easier if you have someone else to work with. If it's just you trying to discipline yourself, you'll have varying levels of success depending on how well disciplined you are. But if you're with someone else who also wants to improve themselves and will help you along that path to better disciplining oneself and one's habits, then you can advance at a quicker clip.
I agree. I'd say that's sort of step two. Sort of step one. The first step is to making the decision that you're going to do it.
That's
true. Coming up with a good idea. Step two would be sort of talking to somebody about it. Hey, mom, or hey, friend, this is what I'm going to do, and it's going to bring this to me in my life.
Right.
Step three would be sort of getting somebody to go along with you, getting a buddy, in a buddy system. And that way you can, both of them, steps two and three would actually bring accountability to you. Step three would obviously bring more. The more accountability you have, the better off you are.
Well, what about your significant other or your wife or your husband? Because one of the leading causes of divorce is over money.
It is the number one reason for divorce. Number two is sex.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway.
Well, yes. I mean, that's if you have a wife or husband. If you don't, then you have to find someone else.
That's right. But if you can both get on the same page, because sometimes you have one partner that's very spendthrift, another one that's very tight, and that can cause huge friction. So getting everybody both on the same page, you can hold each other accountable just like two friends can. And you can definitely become wealthy because the law of compound interest can work for you or against you, depending on how you manage your finances.
Yep. And when it comes to couples that are having money troubles like that, what really and to get on the same page is sitting down with the bills once a week. Pick your night, Thursday night or whatever, some night that you're not going to likely not going to have problems. If you've got some kind of group that you go to on Wednesdays, and a lot of people go out on Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah, so, you can't keep putting it off.
Don't use those. You use some night that you're going to be able to use pretty much every night of the week, every week of the year, and get together, talk about the bills, and that way you can plan your budget together.
So the 30-day list one, just to recap it, the idea is if you have an impulse to buy something that you don't really need, so it's something you want, then you put it on this list, and then you put a date next to it, and once 30 days have passed, you can then purchase the item. And it's a good idea because your initial urge to buy the product won't be present 30 days later in the same way that it was when you first felt the urge. But secondly, I think it also helps because you can evaluate the purchase. For instance, if you're going to buy like a new flat-screen television, there are so many different choices in the marketplace. You may find one that you really think is nice and looks good. Use that 30 days to do research. Go online and look up the model number that you're looking at. Read some user reviews. Compare it to some similar products. And you might even find that 30 days later, you've changed your mind about the product you were originally going to buy.
Exactly. That's happened to me before where I had an impulse to buy something, or I needed something, actually. And I thought, well, the first one I looked at looked pretty good. It was a good price. But then when I did research on it, I found out there was a better one for a better price, and I waited, and I held off, and I was happy that I did. And that's happened many times.
I think another thing about the 30-day list is interesting. You might want to combine it with this other idea is that you want to only make sure you can purchase things you afford. So not only should you put this waiting period in, but you should also make sure that your finances are of the strength that you need to where buying something like a flat-screen TV isn't going to put you in debt or something like that. Don't put that on a credit card unless you're going to pay that bill off at the end of the month. I don't know what the right number is, but my personal rule is I want to have at least five times the amount in savings as what I'm planning on purchasing.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I want a Porsche Boxster.
A lot of money in savings.
If you can afford a Porsche Boxster, then you're doing all right for yourself.
How about used?
I don't know. Number six.
How about used and wrecked?
Cook. This is a good one. This ties into what you said earlier about the Starbucks coffee, Mark. Cook at home. I know it seems more difficult than eating out, but it doesn't have to be hard. Throw together a quick stir fry with frozen veggies or boneless chicken. Make some more suggestions. Blah, blah, blah. Not only is it cheaper than eating out, but it's also healthier. It's way cheaper than eating out. Of course, when you eat out, the benefit is that you don't have to do any of the dishes, but that doesn't take that much of your time. So if you're having trouble with finances, eating out is one of those things that should be axed right off the bat. Right off the bat. Because some people will spend... I was watching this this YouTube video. It was actually about healthcare, of all things. But what they were doing was they were asking these young people, probably in their late 20s, they were asking these people, how much money do you spend on eating out? And the answer was like $300 to $500 a month.
Mm.
And they were talking about how they spent all this money on eating out, but none at all do they spend on healthcare. They don't have insurance, for instance, but they've got all this expendable income that they're putting into their mouths, eating out of restaurants. So if you slash that back and then only eat out occasionally, so if you're eating out, you know, a handful of times a week, cut it down to once a week. Cut it down to once every other week or something like that. Make it more of a special occasion to go eat out instead of a regular occasion, and you'll put more money in your pocket and live a much more comfortable life.
What about the old practice of paying yourself first? You get your paycheck, you put 10% away before you do anything, and you forget it, you have it.
Yeah.
I did that for a while, and it worked well for me. Now I don't handle the books, so.
Yeah, there's no reason to stop doing that. If anything, the percentage should go up. If you can, you know, do more than 10, do 20. But absolutely, you should have at bare minimum, 10% of your paycheck going into some sort of savings money market situation or something like
that. Yeah, and the first thing you can do with that money is to pay off those high-interest credit cards. Those, you know, it's having that money floating around the revolving credit like that,
well,
bad news.
Now, actually, what you might want to consider, Mark, is taking 10%, putting that in savings, taking another 20%, and using that to pay off debt, depending on how well disciplined you are with your money. I mean, if you're very well disciplined, then take all 30% and put it in there. But some say it's best to have a savings, you know, an amount in savings in case something drastic happens, and also be consistently paying off debt at the same time.
You know, with this modern lifestyle we have now, everybody wants to look like they're wealthy by having this stuff that they don't have paid for. But the really wealthy people are those who actually can live off the interest, off their own money. Those are wealthy people.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else is a fool.
Your wealth, you can really measure your wealth, I've heard, in calculating how long you can stop working.
Yeah. How long you can, you know, that's a definition of wealth, is how long you can manage to live without working.
Right. Number seven, exercise. Staying healthy is the best way to avoid costly medical bills later. Number eight, use the envelope system. It's the same idea as using cash for spending, but in addition, you use envelopes to split your spending cash into categories. My non-bills categories are groceries, gas, and miscellaneous spending. Three envelopes, and when they're empty, I've spent my allotment. So that's part of the budgeting process. More on the way here. We're in the middle of 20 tips and tricks to improve your finances. Stuff that even the most disciplined people financially could use. Just important things to remind yourself about, and would love to have your thoughts here as well. How have you applied some of this in your life? What are some other original ideas that you wanted to share with us? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carphonic Minute. Fred and Ginger showed off the cha-cha, and Gap Kids made the country two-step tray chic. But I'm going to teach you the piston tango. When I come back, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Did you know that transmissions and differentials don't have a cooling system? It's true. And since heat decreases equipment life, it's important to upgrade lubricants throughout your drivetrain. Royal Purple has an entire line of lubricants designed to improve performance and extend the life of your car. Go to royalpurple.com for more information about Royal Purple's unsurpassed performance and protection, or to find a Royal Purple dealer near you. That's Royal Purple, the performance oils that outperform.
The Rainbow Room was famous for dancing, but the newest craze, the piston tango, is grooving under your hood. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4 strokes. 1, intake stroke. Pistons move downward and fill cylinders with fuel-air mixture. 2, upward stroke. Compresses that mixture, which is then ignited by spark plug. 3, the downward power stroke that drives the engine. And 4, pistons come back up and expel burned gases through the exhaust. Your perfectly synchronized piston. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We're talking finances at the moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, including the bulletin board system. Lots of discussion going on there. You'll find everything from serious issues to fun stuff, and it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to ftldiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. We're going over 20 tricks to help your finances a little bit. Everybody could use a little bit of improvement. Even the most financially disciplined of individuals could probably still use a tip or trick or two. So we'd love to have you share yours with us. Talking about, let's give, I guess, a brief recap here of what we've been over. Use cash. Do small weekly savings transfers from your checking account to a savings account. And again, this is basic stuff. If you're an advanced investor, probably aren't going to get much out of this, but I doubt most people listening are advanced investors. I know I'm certainly not. Number 3, stay home instead of going out and buying a bunch of crap all the time. Don't get catalogs. Don't tempt yourself. There's no reason to put all that, all those products in front of you. And they also say don't discontinue email updates, you know, the little weekly sales you might get from your favorite stores. Keep a 30-day list if you want to buy something. Put it on a 30-day list. 30 days later, allow yourself to buy it. Don't just impulse buy. Cook at home Exercise to keep yourself healthy so you don't have to go and pay hospital bills. Use the envelope system. You've got to split your spending up into different categories. He says he's got a non-bills category, for instance, and he puts cash in there, and when the cash is gone, he's spent his allotment. And number nine, this is back to what you said earlier, Mark, talk with your significant other weekly. It's important that you and your significant other be on the same page. You should have the same financial goals, and from there you should agree on a general spending plan and a policy for impulse buying that won't have either of you wanting to choke the other. Make sure you know what bills have been paid, what your balances are, etc. A weekly meeting of just 20 minutes accomplishes that, and communication is key. I presume if you have a significant other that does not show an interest in wanting to save money or show an interest in getting their spending habits under control, you've got a serious problem.
Oh. I saw recently one of those home shows where they showed this couple a 4,500 square foot house, and the first thing the wife said was,
"This place is too small." Oh, my gosh. A couple?
Yeah.
God. Mark, how big's your house you're building right now?
The building? It's, I guess, you know, with the garage, 1,600 square feet. So it's very small. But
so the basement's like 800 and the top's, the first floor is 800.
Yeah, something like that. Right. But, you know, it's
so livable, it's about 800.
Right. It's intended that we can add on later. But, you know, right now, it'd be nice not to have a mortgage, and that's how we're planning on doing it.
Right. So if you've got a significant other that's just spend, you really need to look at that. I would say you need to look at the relationship. Because that's a liability, in my book.
That also stresses you out. If you have one partner who likes to spend and one that doesn't, boy, that's a huge, huge problem, a huge source of stress.
And another thing, you look at the relationship, but also how you split your money in some ways. You know, maybe it's the best thing for your relationship if you have separate bank accounts.
I can tell you it's one of the best things about my relationship.
Separate
credit cards, separate bank accounts. My money's mine, her money's hers. And I tell you, it works wonderfully for us.
And you guys take, you pay different stuff. You take care of the house, and you split the electrical and that kind of thing.
Right,
the
monthly
bills.
And then
she buys the food.
Yep, she buys the food, and that's pretty much the deal.
It's convenient because you'll eat anything.
Exactly. Number 10, the spreadsheet tracker hack. These are expensive programs like MS Money, Quicken, and the like that will do amazing things with your financial information. There are even free ones on your desktop or online that can do all kinds of things. Trouble is, I don't need all that. All I want is a way to track my money easily with no other bells and whistles and a way to access that online so I can view it from anywhere. He says the best way he found to do that is through Google Documents and Spreadsheets. Says I create a simple spreadsheet to track my bank accounts, and that does everything that I used to do with MS Money. It has the date of each transaction, the title, the amount, and a little field for memos and a running balance. What more do I need? Keep it simple. Number 11, pay savings and debt first. When you sit down to pay your bills, and he says I do all of mine online, make the first bills you pay be your savings transfer and your debt payments. If not, if you pay them last, you'll often end up shortchanging them. But if you pay them first, you'll make sure that you still pay your rent or mortgage, utilities, grocery, and gas, so you'll just cut back on other spending.
Yep, number 12. Pay yourself first.
Number 12, exercise at home. Some of you will disagree with me on this, which is okay. Everyone should do what works for them. But I've saved a lot of money that I used to spend on gyms by running at the local track or on roads in my neighborhood and buying some simple weights and a chin-up bar. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of body weight exercises, such as push-ups or lunges, pull-ups, etc., and I don't need a gym to do those things.
Yeah, I think that it's different. It's different for different people in this particular instance. Some people really need to have folks around to exercise, to get the motivation up to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with...
But you still need to be motivated to get to the gym.
Right, and that's for me, that's the biggest trick, is just getting to the gym.
Now, if you're motivated enough to get to the gym, then you should have enough motivation to go up to your workout room and pick up the weights, because it's actually easier that way.
Yeah, you know what's nice about the gym is there's camaraderie, because when you go to a gym for a while, you start to know people, and that can waste time too, but there's something social about, I miss that. I used to go to gyms. I haven't gone in about 10 years. I do work out at home now,
mm-hmm.
and I do work out pretty diligently at home, but I still kind of miss the camaraderie of the gym.
Again, different strokes, right?
Yeah.
Some people, they don't need that. Some people, they like the social atmosphere.
Yeah, but you know what? I waste a lot less time doing it at home, too.
And a gym membership's, what, $30 a month? I'm not saying that's the smallest expenditure I make in a given month, but it's not much compared to what you're going to save by cutting out, a couple of meals out.
That's a good point. cut out cable television as number 13. I'm not saying I don't watch TV. I watch DVDs so that I'm sure what I'm watching is something great rather than the useless stuff you find on TV most of the time. And there's a lot of it online for free if you look. Not a huge savings, but it adds up. Well, in fact, I've seen some people's cable bills.
Yeah, $100.
They're $80 to $100 a month. And that's crazy. How much of that TV are you actually watching? And if you're watching a bunch of TV, then that's another thing you might want to consider.
Yeah. You know, when you even if you aren't somebody who can download online, when you look at one of these Blockbusters or Netflix deals, what is it, $20 a month for all the movies you can possibly watch?
Yeah, that's true.
And then you drop them in the mail, off they go, you get another one back in less than a week. It's usually 3 or 4 days you get the next movie. And I don't think that you can, if you just got rid of your cable, I don't think you can actually watch all those movies. For me, I sure couldn't.
You could step it up, too. You can pay like $30 a month and get triple the more than movies you could possibly watch.
You know, we have kids, Ian, and, you know, kids, if you have cable, they're like little junkies. They'll watch it all the time. So we got rid of that years ago in our house.
I think that's great.
And we just get videos, and my wife and I screen them first. And it works out really well. We get old TV shows that we know were good, you know, the old Andy Griffith Show DVDs, and a lot of the old sitcoms were really funny.
And you don't have to sit through the commercial breaks either.
Exactly.
So that's a great suggestion. Number 14, declutter. By getting rid of all the excess stuff in your home, you not only make your life much simpler and more peaceful, but you make it harder to buy stuff that will just clutter things up again. Once you've simplified your home, you don't want to go back. And I'm a huge fan of this. I love the idea of simplifying the things that I have. It makes me feel very good to clear out crap that I just don't use anymore. I mean, if it's been sitting on a shelf for years, the odds are you're not going to need to pick it up and use it ever again. So blow it out the door.
You know, I know a lot of older people that grew up during the Depression who just don't throw anything away because that was the mindset, the mentality of people back then.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you accumulate, the bigger house you need, too.
Yeah. You know, people, there are people out there, and I could probably fall into this category of people who would want to do this, that buy those big metal buildings, put them on their property just so they have more places to keep crap. You know?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, this the decluttering goes back real quick to the cutting out the cable TV and the watching DVDs. Fact is, those DVDs are going to be obsolete someday. And so it actually makes more sense, with the exception of maybe just a handful of favorites.
Yeah, real favorites.
To rent. Because, I mean, I like certain movies so much that I want to make sure the company gets a cut. Like, you know, even if it's not movies, like Penn & Teller's BS on Showtime.
Sure.
I want to put my money into that because I want to make sure they keep making them. But most movies that you just want to see one time, make sure you rent it. Even if you like it a little bit. Just rent it again if you want to see it. If you're on one of those Netflix programs.
You get an urge to see it, just rent it again.
The Beverly Hillbillies reruns are great.
1-800-259-9231. Figures you'd like that. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. We got five or six more tips here.
Race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the Ultimate Beach Party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I have this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real tax problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with a very good plan that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide.
Call 1-800-599-7987. That's 1-800-599-7987. 1-800-599-7987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark, join us online. freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that in and reinvest it right back into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. In fact, I just got confirmation on a new station that will be joining us this Saturday.
Woo-hoo!
Today. I guess I should mention who they are.
You've got confirmation.
We got the signature. It's KNED in Medford, Oregon. So it'll be our first Oregon radio station. Very excited about that.
It's a good thing.
The program director there, Bill Meyer, is a fellow libertarian. He's also the morning show host out there.
We're taking over.
Exciting, again, to continue to expand the number and quality of stations that will be adding the show. Also heard rumors that our Tupelo station will be expanding us to weeknights soon, so we're working on that. Just good news all around, and it's the amplifiers that are helping make it happen. You can join their little club and get some perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, AMP-only shrine, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Five or six more tips here. About how to help save money, improve your finances, and live life a little more comfortably. Because if you have good financial sense now, later on you will be more comfortable than if you buy a bunch of crap for your comfort now on credit.
And you'll also, these tips will be second nature after you've done them for a period of time.
Yeah.
No big deal.
They'll be habits then.
Yeah.
So here you go. Number 15, lend and borrow. Give books and clothes and toys you don't need anymore to your friends and family. If you need something, send out an email asking if anyone has it. Chances are they'll give it to you for free if they don't use it anymore either. So that's another way to get rid of some of the clutter that might be in your life.
There's that website that you've used in the past called FreeCycle, which
pretty cool
essentially
site, yeah.
Doing the same thing on a wider scale.
Yep, the idea behind FreeCycle is it's like an email list where if you've got something you want to get rid of, you just post it on this list, and then people will come and pick it up from you.
One basically. Of the Free Staters here has the same sort of list that she's set up, and I'm on that list, and they offer things all the time.
Number
and,
six.
And a lot of things are baby things, mind
yeah.
you.
And it's a good thing because, well, I mean, that makes sense. Baby's going to outgrow a bunch of this
yep.
stuff, so, you know, you feel awful selling it for next to nothing at a garage sale. You might as well give it to somebody that needs it, and then who knows, maybe a good karma will come back around. Number 16, barter. It's a lost art, but lots of people will take your services or goods instead of money, especially if you're friends or at least know each other. Get into the habit of offering to barter and you'll find yourself saving a lot of money. My website design, for instance, was done through the barter system, so I saved well over $1,000 there, for example. 17. Use online savings. He says, names a couple of online banks. He says that not only do you earn twice the interest of a normal savings account, but you don't get the if you don't get the ATM account, it's not as easy to withdraw money, making it less likely that you'll take your money out on an impulse. Mm. So it's still your money. It's just a little more difficult to get your hands on it. And that could be important, especially if you are an impulsive buyer, to put a couple layers of security in between you and your spending. Number 18, try frugal gift giving. Giving people gifts is one of the most wonderful traditions as it shows generosity and caring. Until it becomes commercialized, then it's just really expensive. Instead, try giving a gift of spending time with someone. Try giving them something you baked or made yourself. Try giving them services that they would appreciate. It doesn't have to cost a lot to be generous. And they do say it's the thought that counts, and if there is somebody out there that is, you know, takes it personally that you didn't spend hundreds of dollars on their gift, why are they your friend?
Yeah, I don't imagine there's too many people out there that think that way. Usually people just are concerned about the thought.
But yet people do go out and they spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars during the holiday season. Many of the people that are spending in that way don't have the money to spend, and they're putting it on a credit card and digging themselves into the hole. Look, I don't care if you don't get me a gift. Just say hi and, you know, happy holidays, and that's good enough for me, especially if I know that you're having financial trouble. I wouldn't expect anything from anybody anyway, but I certainly wouldn't expect anything from someone that was working on paying off some debt.
Yeah, how many times do you see someone complain they can't afford health insurance, or and then you see them waste money in the same breath?
Right, buy a cart full of toys for their kids at Christmas.
Right.
When if your kid's young enough, you know, a cardboard box will entertain them for hours. So get creative with that. Number 19, teach your kids about advertising, saving, earning, and gift giving. If you have kids, educating them about money will save you a lot of money in the long run. If they know how advertising influences them in tricky ways, they'll be less likely to beg you for the latest fad toys. And if they know about saving and earning money, they'll respect the money you earn and the money you're trying to save. If they know that gift giving doesn't have to be about spending a lot of money, then they won't necessarily want expensive stuff. And this is one of the things that my parents did right. They didn't do very good on the whole sex education thing, but they did very well on helping me understand saving. They didn't do much else with money as far as helping me with money, but saving they did help me with, and boy, did it work. For instance, when I was younger and I wanted to get a Nintendo back in the 1980s, I would have been, you know, 7 or 8 years old at the time. They told me, save your money. And so I did. And boy, was I proud. When I went into Walmart with, you know, a whole lot of money in change, but because, you know, I was getting allowance of whatever, 50 cents a week for taking out the garbage or whatever it was.
Earning a few bucks here and there.
So cute.
Yeah, and I went in there with all that money in change and, you know, a bunch of dollar bills and stuff and bought my Nintendo. That was a moment for me, and I've never went back.
On my 15th birthday or thereabouts in Florida, you could drive they had some weird rule that you could drive a motorcycle as long as it had less than 5 brake horsepower or some nonsense rule like that, essentially amounted to 50 cc's or less.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in on my 15th birthday and I bought with $500 a brand new Yamaha Riva scooter that I had saved all the money for, and I bought it on my own. And God, I love that thing.
You know what the best part about that is when you buy it yourself is that sometimes you're going to make a mistake when you do that when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to see that, wow, I wasted my money on that. Because then,
be careful.
It's the value of a dollar.
Right.
You learn those lessons. And it may seem like a lot then, but, you know, when you learn those hard lessons with a few bucks, it makes them a heck of a lot easier than learning them as an adult when it's harder to learn things and you make it with a lot more money.
Yes.
So this is a critical one. If you've got kids, make sure that they have the financial intelligence that you wish you had when you were 18 or whatever. Make sure that throughout their entire life, they're learning new lessons about finances and how to handle money and many of the very same tips and tricks we've been talking about here. So that way, when they're ready to go out into the world, they've got it all down, whereas you made a bunch of mistakes. That way, they don't have to make the same mistakes that you necessarily made because they've learned from your errors prior to actually doing them. They'll still make their own mistakes, but
you can be sure of that.
With that extra knowledge, it'll help them go a lot further and help them live a much more comfortable life than even you might have done. Finally, number 20, find happiness in life, not spending. Many times people just buy stuff because they think, subconsciously perhaps, that it will bring them happiness. They just have to have the latest gadget or shoes or cars. It's so fun. And yet you buy that stuff and you're only happy for a day or two at most.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just need to buy more. It's a never-ending cycle. Instead, learn to love life. Find joy in nature and the people around you and in doing something you love. In exercise or meditation, there's so much in life to make us happy, there's no need to find it in spending. Good stuff.
Great. And this is very timely, and because we're coming to a time where I sense there's a shift happening in Americans because of all this, the banking crises that's happening and people taking on these big mortgages. I think there's a shift now, and I think a lot of people are rethinking how they're going to live. And I think you're going to see a lot of people go to smaller houses and use cars or smaller cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a good thing. It'll be a welcome thing because I think it will make this country more stable.
You just don't. You know, I had a house in Florida that was 1,400 square feet. Then I got another house that was 1,700 square feet.
Mm.
And now, the reason I got the 1,700 square foot one was essentially to buy it and flip it and sell it at some point. But you know, I never even used the third bedroom and the other bathroom in that 1,400 square foot house.
Wow.
And you had to pay to cool it with air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And up here in New England, you know, you don't see a lot of real big houses in a lot of these neighborhoods because you have to pay to heat them.
That's a good point.
You go to Florida or you go to the South or even out west, Arizona, and the houses are huge. Now people have to air condition them, obviously, but up here, you know, the old Yankees didn't like paying a lot to heat their houses, and they still don't.
Makes sense. So there you go. If you've got some tips that you wanted to share to add in here, it's just great knowledge to just have, again, as I said before, just a top earner. Just know what these things are and do your best to apply them in your life. Because the more disciplined you can become with your finances, the more the wealthier you're going to be in the mm-hmm. long run. And if you can avoid getting into debt, now there's some debt that's constructive. You know, not all debt is bad. You know, probably you're going to have to buy your house with debt. You're probably going to have to, you know, if you're getting into a business, you may need to get in some debt in order to do that. But both of those things are important in that you need somewhere to have a roof over your head, and your business you can make more money in the long run from. So
and so much of you know, our consumer society believes that happiness is based on the things you own.
Not
and
so.
No, it's not. You know, the secret to happiness is want what you got.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is on the way, and we have yet to talk about the puppy. The poor, poor puppy in Iraq. More on the way. 3 Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Want to know?